LaGrange's finest, Josh Goodson, joins us. Josh, what's going on?
Hey, I don't watch Sex and the City anymore. I tried to watch And Just Like That, which is the name of the reboot, but when they killed off Mr. Big last year from dying on the Peloton, yeah. I was done. I can't. I'm done. I don't like if they can bring back Mr. Big, that's a lot cooler than bringing back Samantha. And I don't even think she's going to make a big appearance in season two.
Right.
I'm done with it. When Mr. Big was gone, I was out.
Now, let's clarify. When you say you're done watching Sex and the City, you mean you're done spending time with newly made episodes of it. I assume that you still watch old episodes of Sex and the City, though.
Sure, yeah. If they come on, E tends to run a lot of marathons of Sex in the City, and if it's on, I'll leave it there. But I don't do the new stuff. When Mr. Big took that fatal heart attack from the Peloton last year, it was too much for me to deal with.
You didn't recover, and I'm pretty sure Peloton didn't recover either. I think they like crushed Peloton sales, and they went down forever after that. I mean, it's bound to happen post pandemic, but I think that's the thing that like set it off. It's like whoa. If you go too hard, you could die on these things. I don't want to do that. All right. You are oftentimes called the biggest NC State fan that people know. So let's start with some NC State stuff. One, how excited are you about your NC State Heat in the NBA Finals? I say that because, of course, we have Omer Yurtseven, Caleb Martin, and Pac-Pro Bam Adebayo. I forget. I know he was recruited by NC State. Did State get recruiting violations for Bam Adebayo? Because if they did, then I'm willing to concede that he is indeed a Pac-Pro.
No, well, sort of. If you remember, so he would have been in the class that would have that NC State got Dennis Smith Jr.
God.
Okay, and the talk was is that Dennis Smith and I think Bam, I may mix up the story, but they played on the same AAU team.
Okay,
so there was going to be a little bit of package deal type thing.
Sure,
and then Kentucky swooped in, and evidently, like the legend is like. Bam Adebayo's mom was offered some sort of job at the University of Kentucky, which helped get him to Kentucky. And I believe State got Dennis Smith Jr., but then they ended up with, like, the third piece of that was going to be Sean Kirk, if you remember that name, who
yep.
was not very good, but he was, like, the third guy on their
package
on that AAU team. So they ended up with Dennis Smith Jr. and Sean Kirk and got violations for the recruitment of Dennis Smith Jr., and that's basically how the beginning of the end of the Got Man era at NC State. But Bam Adebayo is a Pac-Pro, 100%.
I mean, there are a lot. Pac-Pro started with, the legend of Pac-Pros that never actually played at NC State started with, I believe, Jalen Lecque. So it makes sense. Bam, you do not have to actually play at NC State. I believe Bam's qualifications are up to snuff. Although again, if there were recruiting violations for State that specifically named Bam Adebayo, I mean that just solidifies the whole thing. All right, next question.
I'm sure State tried to commit recruiting violations to get Bam Adebayo, but it wasn't enough or as much as what Kentucky probably did on their end, I would assume.
All right, they got COVID vacated out of a College World Series. They were team 65 in the NCAA baseball tournament selection. What fate will befall the NC State Wolfpack this year?
They're playing with house money, Hayes.
When you're stop.
They're an underdog tomorrow against Campbell. Like, literally a shock the world situation. No one's expecting NC State to beat Campbell in baseball. Rarely happens. I don't even know why they're showing up to play the game. If NC State can beat Campbell University in baseball, it could go down. I'm putting up there with 83, to be completely honest with you. The 1983 championship run, if they can just beat Campbell tomorrow. And I've actually got an issue with the whole NCAA baseball tournament, to be completely transparent with you, with the bracket.
Okay.
I don't care a lot about college baseball, but when your team gets in, it's a good way to get – it's like another way to, like, help get you towards football season, so I start caring now, right?
Sure.
Have you seen UNC's bracket, what they got?
No, I'm sure I should have looked at it before today, but the games don't start till tomorrow, so okay. I'll look at it then. Okay. Tell it to
all right,
me.
Hey, just follow me here. Follow me on this, okay? UNC got a 3 seed, and like right now there are 16 regionals to go around, right?
Okay.
They're a 3 seed in their regional. Tell me if these three other teams in their bracket just scream baseball powers. I don't even know if these three teams have actually been playing baseball for like forever. They may have just started last year. Here you go, Iowa.
Oh, come on. Okay. That's Field of Dreams.
That's a UNC place. Iowa. You know, all the northern schools always are really, really good in baseball. But here's the other side of the backcourt. If UNC can somehow find a way to beat Iowa in baseball, they will get the winner of Wright State or Indiana State. Not Indiana, not the Cleveland Indians / Guardians, Indiana State. This might be the easiest cakewalk to a super regional anyone's ever seen. It's disgusting that the NCAA continues to do this, just like lays it out there for UNC to just walk through brackets. I mean, hell, they may as well put St. Peter's in the bracket for them to play in baseball.
Get out of here. You don't know anything about Indiana State or Wright. It'd be like if somebody said they're playing Coastal Carolina and East Carolina and Campbell, and like the reality
Coastal Carolina's won a College World Series in the last decade. ECU has like got the most.
Wright State.
I think they have the crazy.
Mark my words. Wright State is going to win. Wright State is going to win a College World Series in the next 5 years. They're that good.
Wright State?
Yeah.
You're insane. If so, I want to go watch it at the Rialto in downtown Raleigh, okay? with all the Wright State alumni in the area.
All right, there's no way that you – look, I think that I love the Corn Ferry Tour, but to me it's like minor league baseball. I'm not following the players. It's the sport. It's and here, when it's at Raleigh Country Club, you can go watch shots that you yourself have attempted at Raleigh Country Club and see how the pros fare against it. You can't possibly have a Corn Ferry Tour take for me, do you?
No, except
which hole?
I wish I could have told.
Which hole are they going to stumble on?
It's funny. Me and you play enough golf that I don't think we're like joking when we say this. I think me and you could get around a place like Pinehurst and not play bad because a lot of the trouble we're never going to get to anyway.
Right.
Right. Like. We don't hit it far enough. Like a lot of times, they're like, "God, you can't hit it 300. If you go up, 300, you're going to be in the bunker." I'm like,
"No problem.
Good. Let's go. Like, I don't have to worry about that." It's kind of the opposite. So when they did the redesign, and of course, Hayes, when you played Raleigh Country Club, you have to tell everyone you played post redesign.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
That's kind of what you have to tell everybody. But I think the course here is really hard for people like me and you because you have to fly everything because Mr. Ross likes a good false front.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that.
If it says 150, you got to hit it 150. You can't hit it 120 and hope for the roll, right, and then do some Texas wedging and such. So I'm not the guy to come to at Raleigh Country Club just because of that. But it looks like somebody went out this morning and shot 7 under 63 today, so they're not having too much trouble with the course out there right now.
McConnell's not going to be happy about that. They're gonna put some tough pins out there. They don't want people just making a mockery of their course, especially Corn Ferry guys, not even PGA dudes. All right, and would you want to give a shout out to certain golf courses in the area for something this summer? I know it's you speak for the average weekend golf, even though you play during the week some too. You speak for the average weekend hacker out there and wanting to praise certain golf courses.
Yes, the golf course industry has been the biggest thing to benefit from like the post-COVID world, right?
True,
like
true.
Everywhere's busy. It's slow golf everywhere, which that's a whole nother show. We would take 3 hours to talk about how to fix slow golf. But this time of year, we're getting into the punch green season of golf. And there is nothing worse than showing up to a course, them not saying anything about the greens, and you get up to that first hole, and there's holes everywhere, or sand, or whatever it might be. It's terrible. So I do want to give a shout-out. This is not a paid advertisement, but to the Fred Smith Group in the Raleigh area. They own 4 courses. I was thinking about playing one of their courses tomorrow. I was like, we're getting into punch green season. Can I find some information, right? Can I find some information? And you can go straight to their website and find out when they are doing aerating, punching of all their 4 courses in the area and try to plan rounds around that. And that is admirable. A lot of people want to hide behind it and get people out there and get your money and then be like, oh yeah, we punched. No, not them. So shout out to the Fred Smith Group.
Be upfront about when you're aerating the greens, people. That's all we ask. Come on. We're not very good. Although it never hurts to play around when the greens have sand all over them and you can just give yourself automatic two putts from tricky positions. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes that is nice. Josh Goodson, enjoy the soccer tournament. I'm sure you'll be out there watching. And sorry we didn't have a chance to get to the opening week college football lines. We'll have to have you back in the future. Talk to you soon, my man.
Indeed.